if you're gravitating towards what everyone else is doing, is that because you're actually lacking the confidence to pursue what you truly love? So I want you to ask yourself, does my home express my personality? And if not, ask yourself, what is one thing I can do today or this week to make it more in alignment with who I am? Welcome to Imprint, a podcast about creating a home and life you love. I'm Natalie Walton, an interior designer, stylist, and best-selling author focused on an holistic approach to homes. Each week, I'm sharing insights and interviews about the creative process to help you enhance both your interiors and well-being, as well as provide you with the tools and resources to make considered and sustainable choices with all that you create. Hello, everybody. I hope that you're all well. Welcome to Imprint. I'm very honored to have you in, or have me in your earbuds or wherever you're listening to this today. Thank you for joining me. Today, we are going to talk about our homes and the foundations to creating a home, you know, a home that feels like a home in many ways. Now, we all know that our homes play a huge role in our lives. They are not only places where we can shelter and feel safe, but they are also where we experience love, create memories, and manage our lives. Our home is where we wake and set the tone for the rest of the day, and it's where we retreat, replenish, and relax at the day's end. It's also, of course, where we nourish our bodies and establish routines and rhythms. And our home is also where we can and should feel completely comfortable being our true selves. Yet along the way, we can get off track when it comes to creating our home. And so today I want to share some of the most common ways this happens and share some questions with you to help you get back on track, creating a home in the truest sense of the word. So this is for you, this episode, if creating a home is important to you, but maybe it just doesn't feel right and you're not sure of what it is. Or perhaps you've renovated your home, but you really feel that it's lacking personality or it's just lacking something. Or maybe you're in a new season or chapter of your life and you want or need to start over and you want really to get your home right this time. Now, today I'm going to share some of the mistakes that you might be making in relation to your home and some ideas and questions that are really powerful to help you get clarity onto how to get your home right. Because here's the truth. There is so much advice on renovating and design, but there's not really much insight into what makes a home. And yet we all have a home of one form or another. I mean, of course, I realize that not everyone has a home, but, you know, I presume for those of you who are listening today, you have a home. And now whether that's you're renting or planning to renovate one day, or you've just finished a renovation, you know, most of us are in one of those situations. And I think that that's why my book, This Is Home, has really resonated with so many of you, because it's not fluff. I studied the history of the home. I mean, I went so deep. And why, as a society and culture, we actually went from living in a hunter-gatherer society to actually creating a home and a sort of private space. You know, why did we need to create a private space? And why did we do that? You know, what was that need and why did we do it? And I went also into the psychology of how we can become the best version of ourselves with, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You know, what do we need to do to feel good? Because that's obviously what we're often striving for in our homes, to, you know, to feel, create a space that makes us feel good. And of course, I went into the history of design and architecture too. So today, I'm going to distill those ideas into some practical and helpful questions so that you can reconnect with your home and create a place that you truly love. Now, before we go ahead, I just want to encourage you to take action on these ideas. So I've got a workbook that goes hand in hand with this episode that I encourage you to download. You can go to nataliewalton.com/workbook and go through these questions and more. There's many more than the ones I'm going to share with you today to really help you to learn how to turn your home into a home, a place of true beauty that really makes you feel good every single day. So just go to nataliewalton.com/workbook to get that free download. And you might also want to grab a pen or a pencil and take notes on your phone if that's preferable, if you don't have a notebook. And I'll also add the questions I'm going to be sharing with you today to the show notes so that you can get them at nataliewalton.com/podcast. All right, so let's have a look at five common mistakes that you might be making with your home that's preventing you from creating a place to really love. So the first common mistake is that you're not clear on what's most important to you. Let me explain. There are so many decisions that you need to make when it comes to creating a home, you know, from the type of sofa to buy to what tiles you choose for your bathroom. I mean, there's, you know, an endless amount of decisions. When you are clear on what you value, decision making becomes so much easier. Because what happens is that you can automatically take a whole heap of options off the table. For example, you might decide that you only want to buy products that are low toxic, or that you want to focus on products that are locally made. Now, I realize that sometimes it's almost impossible to get everything that's that, but that's your goal. That's what you're heading towards. And you're really clear that if you can make that happen, that's going to be a priority for you in your home, your design, your decoration, whatever it is. And when you have that clarity about what's important to you, then decision making becomes much easier. And a beautiful byproduct of that is that you will feel so much more confident too. So it's really important to get clear on what is important to you. So first of all, I want you to ask yourself, and you can write this question down, what do I want to prioritize when designing or decorating this home? And I encourage you to write down three factors that are important to you and use this as a guideline for decision making. Because so often we don't even stop to think about this at the start of the process. And yet this will help guide so many decisions going forward. So it's really important. The second mistake that many people make is that your home doesn't feel or look like you. So I just want you to think if that resonates with you. Do you feel like your home actually looks and feels like you? When someone steps into your home, they should get a sense of who you are, your personality, and what you value. And in all honesty, when I see someone's home filled with trend pieces, it's often a sign that they lack confidence either in themselves or in making decisions, because they're just copying what everyone else is doing. Just think for a moment if that resonates with you. You know, if you're gravitating towards what everyone else is doing, is that because you're actually lacking the confidence to pursue what you truly love? So I want you to ask yourself, does my home express my personality? And if not, ask yourself, what is one thing I can do today or this week to make it more in alignment with who I am? And you know, I really encourage you to do these exercises. It can be really, you know, they're so simple, but it can really help you just rethink how you see your space. Now, the third element is that you're not making your home a priority. It's one thing to say something's important in your life, and it's another thing to actually make it happen. So if you ever say that you don't have enough time, I really want you to check in with yourself. Really? You really don't have enough time. Are you being really honest with yourself? Or are you spending it on activities or hobbies or whatever? And let's be honest, distractions, digital distractions, you know, maybe your phone, Netflix, whatever it is for you, that don't actually serve you. So I want you to ask yourself, how am I really spending my time? And you can take this a step further and do a time audit. So actually write down how you're spending your time every day, and you might be really surprised at the results. It's amazing how we can really trick ourselves into thinking that we, you know, we're spending our time a particular way, but in reality, when we look at the actual, you know, the facts in front of us on a piece of paper, it can be very, very different. The fourth idea that I want to share with you, the fourth common mistake, and this might be something that you're doing. And look, you might not be doing all of these things, but these are all very common. And I just want you to think about where you're at in relation to these common mistakes. So the fourth one that lots of people do, and again, think if this is relates to you, is that your home hasn't been designed to meet your needs. Creating a home is not just about adding decorative accessories. It needs to function first. So always start with how you use the space before you consider the surface finishes and the accent pieces. So for this mistake, I want you to ask yourself, how do I want my home to function? And take a look around, and I'm sure you'll be able to rattle them off, but really consider, like, what are the areas in your home where you're perhaps have got bottlenecks? Think about, where is your home really letting you down in terms of the day-to-day functionality? The fifth and final mistake that I'm going to share with you today is that you haven't created true beauty. So what do I mean by true beauty? It's not perfect, but it's genuine. It's authentic, and it's based upon the principles of design. So there are seven elements of design that I go into detail in the Design and Decoration Masterclass, and we don't have enough time to go into them right now. But for now, I want you to know that if you want to create a true home, you need to express true beauty. That's a type of beauty that makes us feel good. It's warm and welcoming. It's genuine. It's a heartfelt space, you know, and it's a real balance of objects and light and a considered color and material palette. I mean, there's so many other elements as well that, you know, we don't have time to go into them all today, but it's when all of those elements come together, but they're done in a really genuine and authentic way. That's when you create true beauty. For now, I want you to ask yourself, what makes a home beautiful to me? Because again, and I know, you know, I mention this a lot, but it's so easy to get distracted with what everyone else is doing and, you know, buy a million images on Pinterest or Instagram. But just take a moment to actually connect with that idea yourself about what is a beautiful home to you. And then take a look around and see your space with fresh eyes, with that answer in mind. All right, this is a short episode, but, you know, I hope that you're going to find it really valuable to go through those questions. So we're going to do a quick review of some of the common mistakes. The first one is that you're not clear on what's most important to you. And your home will never feel right until you make decisions from your true self. The second one is that your home doesn't feel or look like you. It really doesn't reflect you or your personality. The third one is that you're not making it a priority. And just like I said, take a moment to consider the disconnect between how you're spending your time and what's actually important to you. And ask yourself, you know, are they in alignment? The fourth mistake is that your home hasn't been designed to meet your needs. And as I said, you'll know if this is true, if you've got bottlenecks in your home, or it's really holding you back, like you can't entertain or cook because your kitchen is pokey, or maybe there's nowhere for all the school bags to live and they get scattered in the hallway or at the dining table. I'm sure that you can think of some examples of bottlenecks in your own home. So you really need to address those. And the fifth common mistake is that you haven't created true beauty. Sometimes this can seem a little bit less tangible, but just start with this one idea. You know, do you have negative space, which is breathing space in your rooms? If you cover every wall and every surface, your eye really doesn't have time to rest. And we need to have that sense of rest and respite in our own homes. Okay. As I said, if you'd like to go deeper on these questions and this exercise, there's more exercises that you can do, go grab that workbook on the 10 foundations to create your dream home. So you go to nataliewalton.com/workbook. And if you've found this episode valuable or helpful, please leave a review and I'd really love to hear from you. Or you can take a screenshot and share it with me on Instagram at Natalie Walton and let me know that you listen to the podcast. And, you know, when is it? Like, is it when you're walking, doing chores? Love to hear from you and, how you're going with it all. All right. I hope that you all have a beautiful week. I'm Natalie Walton. And you've been listening to Imprint. All of the links and info for this episode are at nataliewalton.com/podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so that you can get a direct download of the latest episode. And I really appreciate when you take a minute to rate and review, as well as share the love with someone you know who might benefit from this episode or on social media. If you'd like to access a range of free resources, come visit my website, nataliewalton.com. Thank you to Jaeger Media for producing this podcast. And I would also like to acknowledge the people of the Bundjalung Nation where it was recorded and pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging. I look forward to connecting again soon. I'm Natalie Walton, and you've been listening to Imprint.